Well, the numbers continue to roll in. Michigan doing the worst when it comes to controlling the pandemic now. And the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, held a press event yesterday. Apparently, the line, the tack that she's taking. Now, this comes after at least because we don't know for sure, but at least two members of her administration defied her strong recommendations not to travel for spring break and did anyway. Her number one assistant, her number one aide, Trish Foster, who was hired by the governor. They created a job for her that didn't exist. Chief operating officer of the Whitmer administration. $150,000 a year plus benefits, something like that. She traveled to Florida, posted pictures all over Facebook and so forth, while her son was home sick with, you guessed it, COVID, all right? So then the revelation comes out that it wasn't just Trish Foster that traveled. Elizabeth Hertel, who runs the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. She also, the woman in charge of the pandemic response entirely, traveled to Gulf Shores, Alabama for spring break. Now, the good news is she was apparently in touch with the governor and able to issue orders and keep an eye on what's happening in Michigan with the pandemic and people that were seeing the cases skyrocket and hospitals, they tell us, that are getting full with COVID patients. Traveled out of the state. It makes you wonder, does anybody in the administration take the governor seriously? Her own administration. Oh, and by the way, do any of them follow the rules? Here's what I'd like to know. Did the governor travel for spring break? And then during the press event yesterday, the governor came out and claimed, straight-faced to the cameras, I've never ordered any sort of a travel restriction. Well, that's funny, Governor, because just last year you told us in Michigan, if you have a second home, you're not allowed to go there. You told us we had to remain locked down. You told us we couldn't buy gardening supplies or carpet or paint because it wasn't essential from box stores. We could go buy essential things, but you were the laughingstock of America because you said we couldn't buy flowers to plant in our garden. I recall that, but the folks at Michigan Rising took some time to dig through the archives and pull up some tape for us. I want you to hear bite number three because I want to hear you react to what Governor Whitmer said about, I've never ordered any sort of travel restrictions. Really? Listen to this.
I'm not going to get distracted by partisan hit jobs on my team. There have never been travel restrictions in Michigan. There just haven't been.
From the Michigan Executive Office of Governor, the state of Michigan Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order takes effect at midnight tonight. Non-essential travel is prohibited.
I'm issuing a Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order for all Michiganders, and it goes into effect just after midnight tonight.
I would anticipate that I will have to lengthen the stay home order.
The fact that we're cracking down on people traveling between homes or planting or landscaping or golfing really for a couple more weeks isn't going to meaningfully impact people's ability.
Non-essential travel is prohibited. Does that sound like it's do what you want? Go on. We've never, in order to fully appreciate it, I have to play it twice. The first comment is from yesterday. When the governor stood in front of reporters, the three or four that are selected and allowed to be there, however they do that now, probably virtually, I'm not allowed in the room, go figure, says that she's never had travel restrictions. It just simply isn't true. It's not. Listen again.
I'm not going to get distracted by partisan hit jobs on my team. There have never been travel restrictions in Michigan. There just haven't been.
From the Michigan Executive Office of Governor, the state of Michigan Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order takes effect at midnight tonight. Non-essential travel is prohibited.
I'm issuing a Stay Home, Stay Safe executive order for all Michiganders, and it goes into effect just after midnight tonight.
I would anticipate that I will have to lengthen the stay home order.
The fact that we're cracking down on people traveling between homes or planting or landscaping or golfing really for a couple more weeks isn't going to meaningfully impact people's ability.
from the office of the governor. Non-essential travel prohibited. The fact that we're cracking down on people traveling between homes and so on and so forth. That's not a travel restriction. They've just never had one. You see, because the governor said so. You know, and in the world of Democrats, if you say it today, it's true, because what you said yesterday or the day before that or the year before that doesn't exist anymore. Newspeak. A guy by the name of George wrote about this back a few years ago. You might have heard about it. It's called 1984. If you say it today, that doesn't exist. We'll rewrite the history books. We'll cleanse them. We'll cleanse them. The fact of the matter is, this governor spent an inordinate amount of time patting herself on the back, telling us what a great job she's done. What a great job she's done. And you know what? She did the same thing as a lot of other governors, in fairness. But the lockdowns didn't work. For if they had, we wouldn't be here in this situation. Neither would France or Britain or Spain or Italy or a host of other countries. If lockdown orders had worked and contained the virus. But here's the other thing she said. We did such a great job originally of locking down and protecting people and saving lives. There's a whole bunch of people that are not infected now, and so therefore there are pockets of people that are not infected that are getting infected because we did such a great job before. This is what she's saying. This is paraphrasing exactly what she said. I did such a wonderful job before that this is the cause of why we're doing so terribly now. You know, I just wonder what the color of the sky is. Again, the invitation stands. Governor Whitmer, anytime you want, I'll clear the decks. 5 minutes, 5 hours, whatever you want. We can sit here and have a conversation about what worked, what didn't work, best practices, poor practices. What have we learned? Quick break. You're on the Steve Gerber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
The MHSAA Network features several games every week on Comcast Channel 900 and on the MHSAA.tv website. Check out MHSAA Game Night every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Comcast. If you'd like to see MHSAA Network programming on your local cable system, visit the MHSAA website for more information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.